the past, scooters used to be toys only for children. These days, however, electric scooters, or e-scooters, are becoming more and more popular with adults. Many people feel e-scooters are quick, convenient, and better for the environment than many other vehicles, such as cars and motorbikes. E-scooters are especially popular with adults living in cities. Because they are smaller than most other vehicles, it is easier to travel around busy city streets. They are cheaper than taxis, more convenient than buses, and they can often travel faster than cars during rush hour. Most e-scooters have top speeds of around 30 kph, kilometers per hour, although some can go as fast as 50 kph. Many people use scooters for short trips between 1 and 3 kilometers, for example, from the train station to their office. Recently, many cities have started e-scooter sharing programs. Chicago is one of these cities. It began its program in June 2019. In Chicago's program, people join online, download a smartphone application, and then they can use any of the city's 2,500 e-scooters. People can use the e-scooters between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. At 10 p.m., the e-scooters are collected and charged. In the morning, they are put back on Chicago's streets. However, some other cities have had problems with e-scooter sharing programs. The city of Nashville in the U.S. ended its e-scooter sharing program after 2 years in June 2019 because there were many e-scooter accidents. There were more than 4,000 shared e-scooters in Nashville, but after a rider died in an accident, the city took them off the streets. In the same month, an e-scooter rider in Paris, France, died after hitting a truck. This happened just months after an 81-year-old man died after being hit by an e-scooter on a sidewalk in Paris. There are other worries about e-scooters. There are problems with the way people park, since many riders just park anywhere they like on the sidewalk. This can cause problems for people walking on the sidewalk. In Denmark, the police say many people use e-scooters after drinking alcohol. This is dangerous for e-scooter riders and for people using roads and sidewalks. Also, most people use e-scooters without doing any courses or safety training. Several e-scooter companies and cities have tried to deal with many of these problems by giving free training courses, free helmets, and making safer e-scooters. They believe that these changes will help to reduce the number of accidents and injuries. Some recent studies showed that e-scooters might not be more dangerous than other vehicles. For example, in Portland, U.S., the number of bicycle accidents and the number of e-scooter accidents are roughly the same. Right now, e-scooter sharing is most popular in European and American cities, but things may be starting to change. Small e-scooter sharing programs have started in Malaysia, Thailand, and Singapore. And in March 2019, Japan's first e-scooter sharing program started at Urawa Misono Station in Saitama. At this station, there are 10 e-scooters that people can use by unlocking them with a smartphone application. It costs 100 yen to unlock the e-scooters, and then 25 yen every minute. This price is similar to prices in other countries. However, differently to many other countries, in Japanese law, e-scooters are the same as motorbikes, so riders must have a driving license. They must also be driven on roads with cars. If the program in Saitama is successful, there are plans to start Japan's next e-scooter sharing program in Fukuoka.